Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Stretford Paddock, where we have just seen Manchester United's opening Premier League game of the season, where by hook or crook, we've managed to beat Chelsea by four goals to nil. Lads, I don't even know where to start with that one. That was a weird game.
That was
quite
a bizarre game.
Yeah.
Difficult to analyse. Make sure we don't get too carried away, because I think 4-0 does kind of flatten us a little bit.
We're going to win the league. What are you talking about, Ronaldo? We're going to win the league. There's no debate. We're going to win the league. It's clear.
We'll start from the beginning anyway. Obviously, Chelsea started off on the front foot. Yeah. We managed to get a penalty. Rashford puts it away. We go into halftime. Second half was just as lethargic as the first. What do you lads think changed the tempo of the game in United's favour? What do you think was that spark?
I think when Chelsea got a little bit more adventurous in like their forward play.
Yeah,
but like they threw more men forward, obviously being 1-0 down from the pen, and showed that we are a team that can exploit defences when they are stretched or we're a goal ahead. We've gotten a lot of pace in the counter. You saw that with Martial and Rashford, which were very quick but very powerful players, and when they did kind of expose themselves and we did counter, they looked quite open. But don't take any credit away from us. But don't want to get too carried away, because it's the hope that kills, right?
It is, but I do still think that it was a very competent performance, and more than that, it was a very clinical performance by a couple of characters. Rashford didn't necessarily have the best game, right? Like, he misplaced passes, he did a lot of bad stuff, but when he was asked to finish the ball, he finished it. The penalty finish, his through-on-through, one-on-one, we've seen him mess up one-on-ones how many times? That time, no question, one touch to control it, one touch to finish it, put away. I think like Chelsea had considerably more shots than us. They were just incredibly less clinical with it, whereas we were the exact opposite.
You're right, because we'll see 4-0 and then be like, solid.
Definitely did not reflect the game. Definitely did not reflect the game.
No, it doesn't reflect the game.
No,
it doesn't reflect.
On another day, that could have easily been 4-3.
Taken out of that game, what are the things? Obviously, for people who didn't see as well, Rashford penalty. We're two Rashford goals, Martial and Daniel James getting his first. United goal. What are the things we need to take away from that game to work on going into Wolves away next Monday?
Defensively, we look a tad more solid.
Yeah,
not the finished article at all. Obviously, they're getting used to playing with each other. We've got two new players in the back line. Yeah. But we looked... You could see the impact that the likes of Wan-Bissaka and Maguire have had on the back line. Maguire was solid today and Wan-Bissaka was solid as well. I don't know if that is an example like to show us how poor... our other defenders or our defensive players like to have two defenders come in and just look a level above straight away.
I think it's very rare that you get it's very rare that you get a 4-0 win, and yet two defenders, Maguire and Wan-Bissaka, are the people that we're talking about for man of the match.
Maybe because
we
had them a little bit in under a magnifying glass, though, as new signings.
That's true.
A little bit, but.
But those were by far and away the man of the match for me. And you know, Rashford got two goals, not man of the match for me. Pogba got two assists. He's nowhere near man of the match for me.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean. It's bizarre
because Rashford scored two, right? He didn't have the best game at all. Let's be honest. Pogba got two assists as well.
Oh, you can't say he hasn't a good game because you know he's English. You have to praise him. He's a young English player.
Right. Pogba didn't have a great game either. But at the end of the day, people are going to look at the fact that they've got two assists, two goals, and can't really take that away from him. But
I mean, ultimately, that is what it is. It's about results, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, we were just clinical. When we were given an opportunity, we took it. Chelsea were given several opportunities. They didn't take it. And those opportunities really came because our midfield, specifically our defensive midfield, isn't particularly strong, is it?
Yeah.
What do we make of Maguire today anyway? Because a lot of eyes were going to be on him today. He was kind of what everyone was talking about.
He was solid. He didn't really put a foot wrong all day.
For me, he was my man of the match. Guys, in the comments as well, let us know who your man of the match was. Smash the like button. Let us know what you would rate that United performance out of 10. We're talking about Harry Maguire there. I think Maguire was absolutely fantastic today. I think
really solid.
If you see the third goal, for those who are watching match of the day tonight or whatever, the physicality, was it the second goal or the third goal?
Third goal was the third goal.
Just the physicality to outmuscle Abraham and then distribute the ball out.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's going to show as well. But Aaron Wan-Bissaka as well is what everyone is kind of talking about. It's been so long since we've missed. We've had a right back that has
scared Lampard
as well.
No left winger today.
Nobody got past him. Nobody, just nothing. And it's clear that you know there's clearly something to be desired going forward. But at the same time, if he stops goals coming down that opposition left-hand side, our right-hand side. I don't give a crap whether he scores from it or not.
I mean, as well, I think we were talking as well, one of the major issues today was the lack of depth in midfield. We said McTominay and Pereira get an assist for the second goal, but it looked very, very open, especially in that first, not just first half, first hour of the game. Mm-hmm. We were looking stretched all the time. Pat, it was static, it was stagnant. What changes would you lads make for Wolves on Monday? Because I do think there are a little bit of tweaks that need to be made.
Do you think the team's like kind of picks itself now? I would say
no. Not at all.
I think every time I watch Pereira play in the Premier League, I feel like the game looks a little bit too fast for him.
Yeah.
That's in my opinion. But he might be a little bit more of a, like, abroad, like, foreign side player more in the league. Or
yeah, slower pace, a bit more technical.
Because you can tell the lad's got ability, but when I'm watching him, like, mobility-wise and, like, doing things quick, doing things sharp, it looks a bit too quick for him sometimes.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I'd replace him, but I don't know who I'd replace him with.
And this is the problem.
That's the issue.
We needed, in this transfer window, we needed a right mid, somebody who can play down the right. We needed a CAM, and we needed a CDM. We didn't bring any of those three in. We replaced our defence first, which was the number one key. But you still don't feel particularly comfortable with Pereira, Lingard playing in those positions. Mm. You know, McTominay, I do, but still, you know, McTominay had really great moments in that game. He also had bits where he showed that he's still, what, 22?
Yeah.
You know, so...
I think another thing that has to be said as well, Dan James coming on, getting his debut goal. Excellent. But more importantly, coming on and drawing, he drew, I think, two fouls in the little cameo we made. And that is what I think he's going to come in and be. What a strong point is. He's going to come in, he's going to win fouls. We saw when he completely skinned Kante. We're seeing on the screen here.
Yeah, here
we go. His goal, just his pace. Obviously, you just can't see at home. But yeah. I think today, well, if we would have said before the game, would you have taken 4-0? You would have bitten your hand off for
no question.
Pogba as well, getting the assist for Dan James's goal.
And with
as well.
The Dan James goal, you can see he's one of the few players who's come on last 10 minutes and he just busts a gut to get to the other end of the pitch. You can see it from here. He's gone. He is sprinting down the other end of the pitch. Nobody's catching him. All the space in the world. And it's a really composed finish, really. It's helped by the deflection. But you take that any day.
I suppose a question I'm going to ask for you lads is, was that start what you predicted it to be?
No, God no.
I predicted 3-1 win. Because after I saw Chelsea's side, I thought they did look vulnerable. But they surprised me. At points, they did look better than
I
expected. They were very, very, very sharp at the start of the first half. And they were sharp at the start of the second half, but they kind of faded.
I think that might be the story of Chelsea's season. If they don't, I think they might be one of those teams that has moments, but doesn't necessarily have the consistency or maturity to sort of go forward. And that actually might even define our season. This was a great moment in our season. This was a great moment in our game. But do we necessarily have the maturity and the sort of sensibility to sort of do that week in, week out? I'm not sure. I hope we do.
You still confident on top four areas?
I'm more confident
obviously
than I was.
Obviously, it's just one game today to go on, but from what you
more
see,
confident than I was before the game.
Again, a lot of pressure in the game, 4-0. Do you think it's just going to be an efficient job? And I'll leave it with just one last question for you, lads. Who's your man in the match and why?
I said I was going to give it Aaron Wan-Bissaka, but it's difficult to give a defender man of the match.
When you win 4-0.
When you win 4-0. I would say Martial.
That's going to split some, because at halftime that was going to split some opinions.
I thought work ethic wise, he looked a little bit more energetic, a little bit more lively than what I've watched him previously. He looked like he had a little bit of a new lease of life. He did not everything he did went well today, but I feel like he's going to be very important for our season. He obviously did well today and he got his goal, but he looked the most threatening out of the front three.
AM9
is back.
But it's a toss up between him and Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
For sure.
So I'm gonna say
it's Aaron Wan-Bissaka for me all day. That's what I've said. It's what I said earlier in the watch along. Wan-Bissaka didn't let anything past him. You know, I'd love Maguire was excellent as well. For me, it's a toss up between those two. But Wan-Bissaka didn't let anything past him. He just looked incredibly solid. He was able to distribute the ball back into the midfield when it was necessary. Again, you know, he could do with some stuff, more stuff going forward. That's something that you work on as time goes on.
Yeah.
You know, Rashford, shout out to Rashford as well.
Yeah.
Two goals, a quality penalty.
Yeah.
He hasn't ever missed one.
Yeah.
And a really, really, really good composed finish.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, Wan-Bissaka every day of the week.
Harry Maguire for me anyway, just like I said before, was my man in the match. Just composure on the ball. And I think we're going to look a completely different prospect at the back of the season. Anyway, guys, that's all from us today. Make sure to smash that like button. Subscribe as well. We're going to try hit 20K by the end of next week. We'll be doing watch along of the Wolves game, daily content, all that good stuff. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, give us a follow, all that nice stuff. And we will see you next time. Cheers.
in a bit.